This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flint is here as well. Glad to have you along for the ride today on the program. This hour, we're going to chat with Jared Halperin from Fox News, talk about the FBI's 2021 National Crime Statistics Report. How's crime looking? Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. OPEC met yesterday to announce a significant cut to oil production that will raise gas prices. We're going to get the take of our guest on that today as well. So stay tuned for that. Bring in an expert from Americans for Prosperity, a vice president there, the nation's largest free market grassroots advocacy organization. So look forward to that conversation as well. Jared Halperin is here from Fox News Radio. Jared, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Give me the Give me the goods here on this 2021 National Crime Statistics Report.
Well, it's going to be a little incomplete only because the FBI has kind of changed the way that they're collecting data from these local and state police departments to try and get sort of a more comprehensive look at the types of crimes being committed and that are being reported. The problem is that a lot of larger police departments are not yet compiling the data that way. So there is going to be some missing input here. That the FBI says. Nonetheless, year over year, violent crime as a whole was down slightly, while the murder rate was up about 4%. Robberies, violent robberies, were down closer to 9%. And so that's why you've seen the murder rate in many places go up, but the overall crime rate, at least from a violent crime rate perspective, come down. Again, though, is they sort of overhaul the way that this data is collected to try and paint a better picture and try and sort of get some nuance about the types of crimes being committed. It is clear that some of the numbers here are going to be incomplete for 2021.
What is violent crime? How do they define that?
Yeah, so violent crime, it's sort of category. So it includes, obviously, things like murder and assault. Rape and sexual assault, carjackings included in that as well, armed robberies, sort of those felony type crimes that, police respond to.
So, is a robbery a violent crime?
It is, and those were down about 9%.
So they break out, they have a whole package, which is violent crime that captures a bunch of stuff, and then they break it out individually.
And then they sort of, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Murder, obviously, a violent crime, but they're going to break out the murder rate.
Yes. The murder rate was broken out nationally up about 4% year over year.
Yeah, so what's the big takeaways from this, Jared?
Well, again, the takeaways, I think, is, obviously it's an election year and both parties are going to look into this. Crime has remained a top tier, not the top, but a top tier issue for an awful lot of voters, polling would indicate. And so I think you're going to see messaging now from particularly Republicans that the crime increase in some of these jurisdictions is because of Democrat policies, is because of prosecutorial discretion, things like that. And obviously, we've heard from Democrats that they have passed legislation, particularly at the House level, that would increase funding for police. Republicans have voted against it in large measure because of some of the policies attached to it. And so this is going to remain an issue, at least from a politics standpoint, I would imagine, through the next month here for the midterms.
But it sounds like everybody will have something, because some are up, some are down, depending on the category. So you'll have a hot potato of back and forth on what's good and what's bad, right?
That is often the way that it works in politics with statistics, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Is this an annual thing? The FBI does this on an annual basis?
Yeah, every year that the FBI releases an annual crime report, and so this is the 2021 numbers. So around this time next year, we would get the 2022 numbers, and I think what we'll be looking for next year is how much more inclusive those numbers are. Again, this is not data that the FBI is sort of, well, the FBI is sort of collecting it, right? So local police departments report through a system, a national system, crime that they are responding to, incidents of crime in their communities. That's all collected by the FBI to put together this report. But those numbers are only going to be as good as the numbers being put in at the local and state levels, right? And so with this new system that's being used, there are still an awful lot of large police departments, metropolitan police departments, who are not using that system yet. So as that happens, as that turnover occurs, it's expected that these crime numbers will probably be a little bit more accurate in telling of what the situation is, particularly in large urban areas where there have been rises in things like carjackings. Here in D.C., for instance, there has been a significant increase over the summer of carjackings, a lot of them perpetrated by younger suspects in these cases, and that has been a trend across the country. How much of that's being collected, I think, is still sort of an open question, because, again, there are departments that aren't breaking things out necessarily in the way that the FBI is now collecting it.
Is it your sense that the statistics are one thing, and the I guess, for lack of a better term, how people feel?
Sure. I mean, I think all issues are based, at least when you talk about voters, are based on perception, right? You know, we can talk about GDP, and we can talk about the inflation rate, and we can talk about economic growth and these other measurements, the unemployment rate, the underemployment rate, a lot of these numbers that economists look at to sort of determine the health of the economy. But for a family sitting down at the kitchen table, it's a much more personal experience, right? What does their economic outlook look like? Are prices going up, salaries going down? Are they able to afford the things they were able to afford the last time they voted? I think that's going to have an impact a lot more than some of the broad macroeconomic measurements out there, in the same way that crime is going to be very personal for people. Have they noticed in their communities an uptick in violent crime, in robberies, in, you know, do they feel more or less safe going out to the places they used to go to? All of that's going to have, you know, a much more personal feel for folks than, again, sort of these broad spectrum national numbers that are reported out.
How about theft? Listener wants to know if theft is on the rise.
Again, I didn't look at the numbers specifically for theft. Robbery nationwide was down, but I did not see specifically get broken out to those specific types of robberies versus thefts and things like that.
What would the difference be between a robbery and a theft? One with a weapon or not? No?
Well, theft sometimes can be like taking something from a shed, right? That wouldn't be a robbery. Robbery usually has a component of sort of an armed component to it, which is not always the case with a theft. Like shoplifting's a theft, but not necessarily a robbery.
Yeah, interesting. What else sticks out from the report, Jared?
I mean, I think it's that, right? I think it's just a matter of the numbers and sort of the big sort of trends that we're seeing, you know, and how they relate. I think that there has been, you know, a perception based on a lot of what's happening in big cities, right, that crime is really on the rise, right? Well, these numbers would indicate that violent crime actually has stayed relatively flat year over year, but there are reasons for that. The murder rate is up. Armed robberies appear to be down. So, again, how that's being reported out isn't necessarily going to translate to what's happening in your community, right? These are national figures. And obviously, when you sort of bear down at the more local level, you may get different outcomes.
This seems to be more of a political hot potato. you know, to be used to...
Well, again, I think it always will be, right? I mean, again, Republicans have made crime a big part of their 2022 messaging. They've talked about Democrat policies being soft on crime, prosecutors letting people out, this bail reform movement. Some of the progressive Democrats who have talked about defunding the police, which is something that, that Democratic leadership has said they don't support, but it has become an issue not just in the 2022 campaign. You saw aspects of that in the 2020 campaign as well. So definitely if crime rates go up, it becomes an issue. Democrats are going to be playing a little bit more defense on that issue than Republicans, to be sure.
Our guest, Jared Halperin from Fox News Radio, breaking down the 2021 National Crime Statistics Report. Interesting conversation for sure. Appreciate the time today. Jared, thank you very much.
Sure thing.
You got the numbers there, folks. Right there from Fox News, Jared Halperin on What's On Your Mind. Short break, still to come. We're going to chat with Ukash Choguli, who is the Vice President of America for Prosperity, talk a little bit about OPEC's meeting on Wednesday to cut oil production, which is expected to raise gas prices significantly. That when we continue on What's On Your Mind, and a whole boatload of text here to get to after this. Don't go away. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It ain't easy, nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy, all the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and
You can text us anytime, 701-237-1590. Call us at 271-1100. You text stacking up here, I want to get to. Even if you could get a Biden supporter to call in, all they would say is he's better than his predecessor with zero evidence or facts supporting their opinion. Yeah.
We have people call the listener line all the time, and the only thing they can do is complain about Trump or talk about some court case or something or whatever, you know. Focus at the task at hand, friends. Please. Focus to the task at hand.
Focus.
Defend this. Focus.
Focus.
People.
Yeah. We welcome Biden supporters to call in, though. Certainly.
Please. I'm begging you.
Love to hear from
Prove me wrong. Prove us wrong. Change our minds.
Texas says 81 million votes. Kamala got 1% of her party's vote. Had to quit before the Iowa caucus. She and others running against Biden made fun of him constantly. Guess who's president? Guess who's vice president? Honest elections. Right. Yeah. All right.
There was so much in that cake. Remember, I mean, the Trump rallies, the arenas, literally to the rafters at the arenas, and there's Joe wandering down into some function where there's 30 people. And then I'll go back to the Twitter followers and the social media influence levels. Biden didn't even come close to that. But 81 million votes. Sure.
Texas says there's an article in today's Bismarck Tribune on Montana Dakota utilities warning customers that winter heating bills could go up about $30 per month due to increase in natural gas prices. All right, somebody called about that earlier. There is your answer, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Joe Biden, the next Jeffrey Epstein, says another. Just a question and idea. How about those teachers that want to identify as a cat or dog? We have animal control come get them, take them to the pound, and they can hang out with real four-legged fur animals and not our children and grandchildren.
There, that's a great idea. That is a great idea. You know, back to the Biden-Epstein comment about trafficking. We played this last hour. I wanted to play this last clip for us real quick. This is the insider from NVM. NVM Ministries out of Haiti. That are transporting these children around our country. Listen to this. This is chilling.
We move anywhere between 200 to 300 kids on one plane. But it won't just be one plane. It will be two or three planes at a time that leave. We'll drop off in Texas. So we'll go from one plane in Texas to another. And then these same charter planes will go to New York. We'll go to California. We'll go to Washington. And then they'll finish off in Oregon or another state nearby. So it's not just one state. So in a month, I would say around 40,000, 30,000 kids.
Bye. You want to translate that for me? Because all I got was Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, well, he says there'll be 100 to 200 children on a plane, sometimes two or three planes. They'll go to multiple locations in Texas and distribute from there. These are children now. No adults. These are unaccompanied children going to D.C., California, New York, and then from there they go to states like Washington and Oregon, and then from there, who knows? We're talking tens of thousands of children in planes that are going in. And this NVM ministry, I did a little research on them. They're out of Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
They're not a ministry.
Haiti is the trafficking capital of the Caribbean. Haiti is like the epicenter of the world pedophiles. This is diabolical. This is evil. Evil.
Texter says, where does looting and rioting fall on the crime statistics?
Huh.
Good question. Another, border security is important. However, if we want to fix the border, we have to first fix voting security, because if we want to get the right people elected, we do not stand a chance to fix the border or any other important issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you see the video The Daily Show did mocking Kamala with the character from Veep?
I missed that one.
I'm not a Daily Show.
Not a Trevor Noah fan.
Aficionado, so did not see it, but I'll take your word for it that it was pretty good. Did you ever suspect that Calamity Harebrain was picked as Biden's VP so he wouldn't seem so senile or incompetent by contrast?
It's impossible.
Well, I've said before that I think we'd had a change of the guard already, swapping Biden out if the VP would have been a little more incompetent. But what are you going to do? Scott, says this texter, Donald Trump filling arenas across the land, Biden filling mall men's rooms across the land. Sorry, couldn't help myself, but the sad part is it's true.
I wish they'd prove us wrong on that. I'm going to say it again. I wish that if the vast majority of American people, as they refer to all the time, are all behind this, show me that. Show me one arena that you can put as many people as Trump put in. Show me, just go to, I don't care where you, just show me the enthusiastic Americans that are all behind this. Where are they, the vast majority of them? Leave the bubble, come out in the real world, and let's you know, see if your proof is in your pudding there, big guy.
You're not going to leave the bubble, Kev.
Proving my point. These are all fakes. These are fake, phony, evil people. And this trafficking thing has really got in the last couple of weeks. The figures I've seen, it's really under my skin. This is awful.
Well, that's flat out evil.
Awful, evil as it gets. These are children.
And you know, and
we're paying for that, by the way. We're paying these NGOs with our tax money, millions of dollars.
Where's the newspaper exposés and the evening news and the why have we not got more attention on this?
Oh.
You don't see it anywhere.
Makes me just want to cry. It's just unreal.
Texter says people will freeze to death in Europe this winter because Joe Biden is beholden to the green energy cabal.
Yeah.
Your text, welcome, 701-237-1590. You can call us at 271-1100. We're toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2. On What's on Your Mind. Love your calls, questions, and comments brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. What do we got going today? I think you're going to love country fried steak in Harwood, breakfast hot dish or beefy noodles at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs at 12th Avenue and I-29, country fried steak at MP Avenue. Meatloaf in Glendon, or you're in 45th, rather, in Fargo. Meatloaf today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Always a hearty lunch. And you buy any fountain-size pop today, any size fountain pop, 79 cents. Great deal there. PetroServe USA. All right. Short break. Come back with more. When we do, we're going to tell you a little bit about what OPEC did yesterday with the Vice President for Americans for Prosperity and what that'll mean for gas prices nationwide. Stay tuned. That when we come back.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Beverly, wake up! Stand up! Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the Musk versus Twitter trial wrote in her procedural ruling on Wednesday that she will continue to press for a trial, given the absence of any request not to do so, after Musk agreed again to buy the company at its original offer. Four Central California family members kidnapped earlier this week were found deceased by a farm worker in a rural part of the state on Wednesday. The man suspected of kidnapping the family, Jesus Manuel Salgado, was taken into custody Tuesday. More than 30 people, mostly children, were killed Thursday when a gunman opened fire in a child care center in northeastern Thailand. Afterward, the suspect went home, eliminated his own family and himself. On Wednesday, Crew Dragon carried astronauts into space for an eighth time with the fifth operational mission for NASA. This Crew 5 flight was commanded by Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman in space. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm brought to you by MyPillow. Use the promo code Scott. You'll get all the best deals. MyPillow.com. Remember that. Promo code Scott. And there are some great deals right now, as there always are, from our friend Mike Lindell. So check that out at MyPillow.com. You'll find the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. $90 off right now. $49.98. That is one heck of a deal. The biggest bed sheet sale in history. $29.98 with those great sheets. And, of course, the best pillow starting in $19.98. Mattress topper, 50% off of that right now. Three-piece towel sets are at $19.98. You get the idea. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Always low prices when you enter those promo codes in there. And that's why you want to remember the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. All right. We're joined next on the program by Akash Choudhary, who is Vice President of Americans for Prosperity. Akash, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
So what did OPEC do?
Well, OPEC did exactly what they are in position to do because of President Biden's energy policy, which is that they cut production by 2 million barrels per day. They have seen what the United States has been doing. They see the decisions Europe has been making on their energy policy and, you know, on embracing green energy because of climate change and all that. They thought that they had leverage, and they decided to use it. And Americans are paying higher prices at the pump and will be paying higher heating home prices this fall and winter as a result.
So this is a let's go Brandon moment here.
It certainly is. I mean, the president said the other day that no one – F with a Biden, OPEC just did. That's the line that Peter Ducey just used on Fox News. And so for all the tough talk, and now the Democrats are talking about upending our foreign policy, pulling our troops out of Saudi Arabia, doing all these things that are enormously consequential, all because they are committed to not developing, exploring, and innovating with American energy that we have right under our feet here in Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, you name it.
What's the way out?
Well, the way out is honestly pretty easy, right? It's, the president needs to have a come-to-Jesus moment and drop these absurd regulatory and executive decisions he has made since day one, canceling the Keystone Pipeline, banning new leases on federal lands for oil and gas, abandoning these ESG, so-called ESG regulations they're pushing that are going to you know, make companies report the environmental impact of their investments and things like that. They have rolled back regulations from the Trump administration that had to do with a law called NEPA, which is environmental review, that was needlessly complicating not just oil and gas projects, but even green energy development has to go through all these regulatory hurdles and all of that. And so there's every reason in the world to roll back the regulatory restrictions they've advanced. And if they don't do so, the thing that we need is a Congress that is going to hold them accountable. Congress can't stop these regulations, but they can conduct oversight, they can demand answers, and they can pass bills, put them on the president's desk, or at least through one chamber, shows the country what a better way looks like.
Isn't the outcome exactly what the Biden administration wants here?
Well, I mean, it depends who you ask. I've heard a few people mention that. I think the thing they don't want is a midterm shellacking, and that is what higher energy prices make likelier, right? The higher energy prices are, the more people are paying for gas and the more they're paying for food as they have all year, the worse their electoral prospects look. And so as much as they might have green energy ideologues running the place in the White House, at the end of the day, politics, as we have seen over and over again with this administration, is the number one driving factor, right? That's why they do these vote buying schemes like the student loan bailout and all this stuff. So at the end of the day, no, I don't think what they want is the political consequences of these decisions. But they're stuck between a rock and a hard place with the political consequences of bad policy and the ideologues who are pushing that policy in the White House.
I mean, this isn't complicated to know that their actions of reducing domestic supply is ultimately going to end up in a price hike, right? I mean, this shouldn't be foreign to them.
No, I mean, it's amazing, right? Everybody understands this. The lengths that they will go to avoid developing American energy is absolutely stunning. I mean, we, the United States, are going hat in hand to OPEC, Iran, Venezuela, begging for their energy production when we have the most discoverable reserves in the world underfoot here in the United States. That is more than Saudi Arabia and all of these other countries. And it really is exactly what you said. It's the simple law of supply and demand. And, you know, when people stopped driving over the summer when gas hit $5, the White House took credit for falling gas prices. You don't hear an ounce of responsibility or an ounce of accountability for higher gas prices resulting from their policy decisions as well.
Texter says, could you tell us not only the amount OPEC reduced, but also what percentage of their whole output that is?
Say that one more time.
So not only the amount OPEC reduced, but also what percentage of their entire output that it represents.
Well, I mean, it's a relatively small portion. So it was 2 million barrels. It's a relatively small portion of, you know, their total output, but it's certainly enough to make an impact on global energy markets. But here's the important point. The reason that it is enough to make an impact on global energy markets is only because we underdevelop our own energy, right? With good energy policy in place, if we were, again, energy independent like we were under the last administration, and we were pursuing an all-of-the-above energy dominance strategy with our own energy and Canadian energy and the Keystone Pipeline, then those 2 million barrels, the decision OPEC made, it wouldn't make an impact. It wouldn't make nearly as much of the impact that it's making today. But OPEC has leverage where even a relatively small change like the 2 million barrels a day, which is a big number, but in an ideal situation, it should not be having the impact that it is going to have now.
A listener says people will freeze to death in Europe this winter because Joe Biden is beholden to the green energy cabal.
Yeah, and so here's the thing, right? Europe has obviously made countless energy policy mistakes of their own. You're even seeing some countries backtrack on those changes in Europe and begin to embrace natural gas again. But that's exactly right. Not only are we facing higher costs here at home, higher food, gas, and home heating prices, but our allies in Europe, right? We simply don't have the resources to solve the world's energy problems simply because we haven't developed them here at home. We absolutely have the capacity to help our allies and have them have to be less dependent on Russian energy and OPEC and all these sort of bad actors. But again, because of bad energy policy, we haven't done so. This administration is in control of their own regulatory decisions, but the one thing an aligned Congress can do is demand answers. It's ask questions, demand answers, expose wrongdoing, and show what a better way looks like.
Cash Chogoly is with us. OPEC met yesterday to announce a significant cut to oil production, which will raise gas prices. The Biden administration obviously destroyed U.S. energy independence, so the U.S. now vulnerable to OPEC manipulation and these wild price hikes, and we're about to get another one. And our guest from Americans for Prosperity, the nation's largest free market grassroots advocacy organization, opining on what it all means. Texter says, you know what Biden voters think? I've asked several. The answer is always the same. He's not Trump. I've asked people here in North Dakota as well as across the country, including Florida. And it's always, always the same. Even when I say, without mentioning Trump, what do you like about Biden? It's always the same. He's not Trump. Maybe the pain of the pump will reverse that a little bit, huh?
Yeah, possibly. It was a close election, obviously. He didn't come in with a mandate to do the kind of radical transformation he has pushed through. I mean, he came in a very evenly divided government, a close election, a divided country, and yet is governing as though he's Franklin Roosevelt, right? These massive, sweeping changes on spending, on energy policy. And, you know, I was just talking to Congressman Armstrong from North Dakota, where obviously plenty of energy underfoot. And the sad part is the people being hurt the most by this are the people most in need of help, right? It's struggling communities off the East Coast who have the resources, who need the jobs. And frankly, when it comes to this question of climate change, they do it better and cleaner than anybody else in the world. That's the irony, is the demand for this energy is not going to go towards clean energy, and it's not just going to disappear. It's going to go to countries like Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, bad actors who not only are unreliable and frankly hate us in a lot of cases, but even the sort of fossil fuel energy that they're burning, they do it dirtier and less efficiently than we do. And so it's not only failing to meet the president's own goals, it's hurting American families and communities as well.
Texter says, prediction, after the Dems lose bigly in the midterms, but before the new Congress takes over, Biden will get that illness and be forced to step down. On his way out, he'll pardon Hunter and his brother. Kamala will become the first female black president and choose Gavin Newsom as her VP. The Republicans will impeach Kamala for the open border, and Gavin will be the new president. There's a lot there. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I frankly don't think any of that is going to happen. I think we need to keep our eye on the ball, right? We need to stay focused on what is the number one issue. Poll after poll after poll, despite the Supreme Court and all these other issues, the number one thing impacting the American people is inflation. It's the economy. Most Americans don't have time to worry about politics because they're too busy trying to feed their families and put food on the table. Inflation doesn't care who you voted for. That is the number one issue. That's what we have to be telling people. We need to be going on offense, making sure that they see the connection between overspending and bad energy policy, making their life more expensive and more difficult, making them have to choose between a full tank of gas and a full week of groceries, and they can do something about it come November.
John in Bismarck, quick comment. We're up against the clock. Go ahead, John.
Okay, a couple things. Why are you trying to fix something that I don't think is broke? We haven't had a governor stay more than two terms in 50 years, and we turn over 25% of the legislature every 2 years. 8 years is too short for that, and they're part-time people, and your advertising says career politicians. Well, that don't make sense to me. That's my comment. Thanks.
All right, John, comment about a different topic from a different day, but I appreciate the comment nonetheless. Cash, thanks for the time today. Appreciate your stats and waking us up to this, added to the list, I guess, of boondoggles of the Biden administration, but we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. All right, take a quick break. Texts are piling up here, so if you got a question or comment, get it in. 271-1100 or text us 701-237-1590. 237-1590. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, Ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cigarettes in my pocket. My only friend was the sun and wind to my back on the road I was walking. Now nowhere to go, no one to know when I got there. Till I met you, I had nothing to lose, and if I did, I didn't care. Now there's no
Monday, What's on Your Mind will be live at the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference. That will be at Bismarck State College in their National Energy Center of Excellence. Starts with a breakfast bright and early at 7:45 in the morning, and has a number of key speakers starting at about 8 o'clock on energy hub projects and federal funding. On all of the above, the big picture in the state and national energy policy with Senators Hovind, Kramer,
Congressman Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council. Carbon capture, electrical reliability, meeting the increased power demands across North Dakota, technology and innovations that impact the energy industry. So a full day, and we will be there broadcasting live on Monday. Look forward to that special day, covering all those things that are happening. And Senator John Hoeven will join us on the program as well.
Did you get your answer on the total OPEC output?
We did not.
About 30 million barrels per day this month. Survey found up 210,000 barrels per day from August, and the highest since April of 2020. So the 20 million barrels, or the 2 million barrels, that represents about 10% of their production. So they're dropping at about 10%.
Got it.
Yeah.
Listener says, prediction, after the Dems lose bigly in the midterms, but before the new Congress takes over, Joe will get that illness, be forced to step down. On his way out, he'll pardon Hunter and his brother. Kamala will become the first female black president and choose Gavin Newsom as a VP. The Republicans will impeach Kamala for open border. Gavin will be the new president. That's good enough to read twice.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that have to come together there, Kev.
Remember The Omen back in the day, the horror movie?
Yeah.
Damien, the son of the devil. Remember Omen 2 when Damien was grown up? Damien, Gavin Newsom reminds me of the grown-up Damien. Slick, polished, well, you know, looks good on camera. He's got all that going on. Tells you one thing, does another. Tells you one thing, doesn't do anything.
Did you just call him the devil?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he is, but he certainly reminds me of it. Watch Omen 2. I mean, and look at the grown-up Damien. It's
I can't.
And in the movie, it's this guy that they're putting in positions of power, and like, man, this is too close to...
The first one freaked me out enough where I couldn't...
I know! Damien! Yeah, there he is.
Oh, no thank you.
And what has Gavin Newsom ever done? Not only to be governor of the great state of, once great state of California, but to be the president of the United States? What, I mean, he's gotten California in $500 million debt. I mean,
it'd be nice to have an accomplishment or two before you consider running for president.
Please.
Yeah. Listener says, disastrous times of 2022 certainly feel like it's a mirror of history of 2008 when Obama was running the USA. Housing collapse, 401k in the sewer, interest rates at 6-7%, gas prices peaked at $4.11 a gallon, and I retired in 2008 but quickly had to re-enter the workforce. Sadly, Democrats are destroying us all day by day.
And this whole cabal, in my humble opinion, I'm not alone with it, started with Bill Clinton and the Clinton regime. And then the Obamas joined in, and then you had the establishment and the rest of them, and here we are. And Biden's been there the whole time. He's been there the whole time, waiting in the wings, big guy.
Texas says, during COVID, I understand North Dakota used COVID money to cap oil wells because of low prices. Has North Dakota uncapped those wells, or were they low-output wells? What do you know about that? Yeah, I don't think they capped them because of low prices. I think they were abandoned wells, as I recall. And so they used CARES Act money to have some work done on those abandoned wells. So they went back and... properly shuttered them. That's what I remember about that. Hope that's helpful. Listener says, I just want to say one thing about the coronavirus. This is the longest something made in China has ever lasted. You get it?
Yeah. Love it.
The longest anything made in China has ever lasted. I see what you did there. Exactly right. Morning, guys. Did you hear anything about Kamala being involved in a car accident? No, I think we'd heard about that the second it happened, wouldn't we, Kev?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't think anything happened there.
You want a little funny for your Thursday morning?
I'm all for a funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
Maybe the best Kamala Harris impersonation on the internet today. Here she is.
If you wake up, okay, and don't want to smile, if it takes a little while, okay? Listen, open your eyes. Okay, and look at the day. Okay, you gotta look at the day. You do. And listen, you'll see things in a different way.
Doing your best Fleetwood Mac impression.
Oh, this is classic. She is just spot on. Okay, right. You gotta use your eyes. You know,
it's enough for today. We gotta run, folks. Thank you for listening. God bless you one and all. For Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hinman. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.